Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
Zip code 85712.
Thank you. Let me get it pulled up here.
I'm sorry?
I'm getting it pulled up.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I was just asking for your first and last name.
Oh, yeah. Hala, first name. Al-Badri is last name.
Thank you. Let me see. One quick moment. And just to make sure I am looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
4127 East Boulder Spring Drive, away, Tucson, Arizona, 85712.
Thank you. And I'm just waiting on this to load. One moment. Okay, so I do see here that you were charged for the, let me see, you paid the $7.95. And that was for the KitchenAid. And so that was strictly just the shipping for your free gift. And then you were charged the membership fee of $56.95. And that got you a $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
Okay. So I really, I'm tired of that. Like, I 2 days ago, I called one. And he told me either I don't want it, cancel it. It's just like he canceled it, and I didn't receive any email. And I wait for him and say I didn't receive any email. Say he say yeah, it should be have an email. I didn't receive it. Mm-hmm. And he say that okay, it's canceled. Okay, at the same day, I find they charged me the $56. Okay, and he did not mention anything because I just told him I don't want it. It's like a scam. This company, I don't want my credit card. I want to. Just to report it, I don't want it. And then I called the lady. She said that, oh, since it's still pending on your account, they maybe will not charge you. So now I find it, they already charged me in my account. I want a refund of all my money. I don't want this company. And I don't want anything. And I don't want any information. And I didn't receive any email confirmation for any of this. And this is going to be really going to be make me tired, and I need to talk to the manager, whatever it is, because I don't have time to call you every time. And then after 1 month, I'm gonna find they charge me again for this stupid membership, which is I don't know what is that.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, I'm looking into this for you now. Bear with me. Thank you for being patient on that hold, ma'am. I do see here that the account was canceled. I also did.
I know this is what he told me, but
credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account. And was there anything else that I could do for you?
Are you kidding me? Like, oh, this is like more than 3 days ago. And then this is still the same thing. I don't have a time with anyone and just to call you every time. I don't receive any confirmation from any of this canceled the email or cancel anything. And I'm going to call the bank about the dispute about this one and just cancel the account with block this company from my account.
I understand, ma'am, but it has been refunded. I can give you the refund confirmation number if you would like.
I know that she gave me the reference number. I need a confirmation email. So if that's not happened, I'm going to send to the bank that that's what happened. I just don't want to approve.
Okay, well, I understand. We're unable to send emails. I can try to get one sent out to you, but we're unable to. Was there anything else that I could do for you concerning the account?
So what should I do now?
I'm not sure, ma'am. It has been refunded. I would just recommend just give it the time that it would need to reflect on the account.
Is that really you guys, like every time I someone gonna tell me to do that? So if like what you said, I wait 3 days or maybe 1,000 days after that, what should I do? Should I call you back again?
Well, with it being refunded, it could just take the
If it's
three to
not
five business
refunded and
days.
I don't
I
want this
just got it
membership.
refunded for you now, ma'am.
What about the membership? I don't want they charge me again on the month.
It's
I
already been
wanted to
canceled.
double
It
check.
was canceled on the 6th, May 6th.
I know, but they still charge me. It's showing it's they charge me and they did not refund even the shipping. I even on the I don't care about the shipping. I just I want the membership. I don't want a membership and I want they to charge me. I'm gonna be waiting 3 to 5 days because I'm tired and I'm gonna go to sleep, but hopefully it's that not. But if it's not, how can I approve to the bank that happened? How can I have an approve that I already have a confirmation about this company? And I don't know what this company is called.
So you can give us a call with your bank on the line to verify that you have received the refund.
Which refund?
The refund of the account, ma'am.
Which account? I don't have a refund.
Yes, ma'am, you were saying how can you clarify that you have received the refund? You can give us a call with your bank on the line, or you could wait the 3 to 5 business days for it to reflect on the account. But I understand that you have not received any confirmation. I get that completely. But it has been refunded and it also has been canceled. So there isn't anything that I can do as far as an email. And I do apologize for any inconvenience or misunderstanding.
I know you understand, but okay, I'm gonna wait for 3 to 5 days. Really, I just like I'm tired, extending everything. But I'm gonna make sure you are making sure my information is gone. It's completely gone. They don't have my information. They don't have my phone number. They don't have my credit card. All of them is canceled and delete. So I don't want next month they're gonna be charging me the same thing because of the membership.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. And
Okay.
if there isn't anything else that I can do for you, I do thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.